KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Lately, it seems that there have been a lot of slings and arrows aimed at trails.
Why? We all love trails.
Today, we're going to be talking with Kevin Wright about Marin's successful Measure A. We're also going to be giving you an update on what's happening with the general plan update in that political football since our last talk. And big news at the Supreme Court on Monday, an 8-1 decision that was handed down that could affect rail trails all throughout the country. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, so I guess the first thing we need to touch on, because it's getting all the buzz, is this Supreme Court decision. So basically, this we touched on this a little bit while this was being, before it headed out to the Supreme Court, a big a case that was taking place in Wyoming about the Medicine Bow Rail Trail. Is that correct?
Yeah, we touched on this, I think, at the end of the year, on New Year's Eve, actually. And we were looking towards when this case was going to be at the Supreme Court. And this really centers around whether or not the federal government retains a reversionary interest in railroad rights-of-way that were created back in the 1800s for railroads that were expanding across the West. And so this had been, at what is at stake is a private landowner that has an inholding in within federal government lands, within the Forest Service and the Medicine Bow National Forest, had one of these railroad rights-of-way, railroad easements across their property. And there has been a great development of a Medicine Bow rail trail over about 200 miles long. And on this, the section that went through this private property, this inholding, there was the landowner had argued that the railroad right-of-way should not revert to the federal government. It should revert to the underlying change of ownership when that private landowner was granted this piece of private or this piece of property from the Forest Service. And so this had been overruled in two lower courts, but made it to the Supreme Court. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court voted to overturn those previous rulings. And that really calls into question these railroad rights of way across federal lands throughout the West. Just to clarify, this does not affect rail-banked corridors, of which there are thousands of miles across the U.S., and it also doesn't have immediate implications for us on the North Coast, since we haven't had that same history of railroad development as in other parts of the West.
But it really could affect a lot of existing trails. We're talking about 1,400 bike and pedestrian and nature trails throughout this country, which are really well used. It really could cause a huge impact on them.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see where this goes. Now, this case was kind of being argued by the executive branch of the federal government, being who was the plaintiff, and the Rails Trails Conservancy and other experts were giving support. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes next.
But can it go? I mean, it's already been to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, no, and it certainly calls into question the dozens of trails that are already in existence and really fostering economic development in many communities. We've spoken on this show about some within our region, the push to connect the Great Shasta Rail Trail and the Lassen Trail across BLM lands in northeast of here. And that's the type of trail that really could be called into question with this ruling.
Yeah, it is quite a blow. It is really quite a blow and rather shocking. that that the decision came down. And 8-1, too. It was that also was kind of shocking. Who was the lone holdout, do you know?
I do not know. I haven't been able to read yet about all of the... I look forward to reading a little bit more about all the arguments. Mm-hmm. One of the arguments I was reading was just that the government doesn't have a whole listing of all of it, all the easements that you know it now has over certain properties, and you know, and that is that's a great argument. But even of looking at here on the North Coast, the history of deeds and all of those like decisions that were made way, but you know, back hundreds of years ago, are really hard to track. And that's, you know, one of the things that was kind of called into question.
It is just kind of hard to believe that they would not cite in the public interest when there's so many people benefiting from this. I mean, you take a look at eminent domain laws that happen in, you know, cities when they want to put a road through and they could just demolish an entire neighborhood of houses for, you know, to put a road through. And these are people who, you know, this is their own private land, their homes, and the government says, yeah, we've got eminent domain, we can put this through if we want to. You know, this is an existing easement that's been there for, you know, over well over 100 years. It just seems kind of amazing that they would cite this way.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate, really.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep our eye on this. I guess the folks at at the federal government and Rails to Trails Conservancy are sure they're racking their brain, figuring out what to do next.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I guess we'll keep our eye on that, and hopefully there'll be some good ideas generated. There's a pretty good brain trust. So I guess getting to the political football known as the general plan update. Now the Humboldt County Board of Supes is going, oops, maybe we should not have sent this to the Planning Commission.
Yeah, yesterday's Board of Supervisors hearing in the afternoon, they took up examining what the Planning Commission has accomplished so far on the conservation and open space element that the Board of Supervisors had passed again to this new Planning Commission to consider for about 45 days. And they had a brief list of policies that had split votes from the previous Planning Commission and had asked them to, you know, to weigh in on those policies. Well, the new Planning Commission decided to really only look at 6 of those 13 policies and then began to dismantle many of the other policies that had even unanimous votes previously, and thousands of hours and hundreds of people's voices, really, to make those policies. So
it's almost like, there was tons of public input, and it's like none of those opinions matter. Only thing that matters is our opinion.
Yeah, it was pretty frustrating to go to those Planning Commission hearings, but fortunately, a lot of people really have come out in droves in the past few weeks to really argue that it's time that the board finish the general plan, and for the board not to send this element or future elements back to this current Planning Commission. And there was a strong showing again this afternoon, speaking to the value of including a goal of a regional trail system in the conservation and open space element. So the board did decide that they would retain the decision making, you know, moving forward on the general plan, and likely the next hearing that they will be considering the general plan is Monday, March 24th, so they're going to go to a every other Monday evening meeting for that.
All righty. Well, let's hope we can move forward. That's not the direction we've been moving lately with this general plan update. And, perhaps maybe time to also consider a new planning commission.
we'll see. We'll see about that, and especially with the election year in full swing.
Oh yeah,
so we'll see.
Yeah, people don't want to make decisions that are going to impact their political livelihood. These plans for trails throughout our area have got enormous support on all socioeconomic levels, on all political levels. So I think that's going to become a third rail in this area, which I think is good. All right, now let's take a look at something positive, and that is Measure A that was passed in 2012, and Maria and Kevin Wright here to talk a little bit about that and what we might be able to learn from it.
Great, thanks, Cliff. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm listening to this discussion and thinking about regional trails in Humboldt and my experience building trails up there, and one of the conversations that came up over and over again was the need for alternative sources of funds to pay for operations and maintenance. That was such a huge barrier, and, you know, Humboldt County has parks and is starting to have trail corridors all over the place. And Marin's very much the same way, where, you know, the history of Marin is that over time, through development pressure and other reasons, different properties were handed over to the county to care for and maintain as like open space and parks. And that's great for Marin. The real issue was that over a period of 30 or 40 years, the deferred maintenance was piling up. And they started to really look seriously at what was going to fund the ongoing operation and maintenance of these parks and open spaces. And so in 2012, they rolled out this campaign for what was called Measure A. And Measure A was a 0.25% sales tax that was projected to generate about $10 million a year for 9 years. And the good news was it was voted in by the voters. And, you know, that was really the result of strong direction from the Marin County Parks Director, Linda Dahl. And they did a lot of polling of the community and really focused on maximizing support through creating a lot of partnerships with promised funding at the other end of the equation. And ultimately just did a whole bunch of events and advertising throughout the campaign. I mean, you know, from what I heard right before I came on there, they're holding several events a week just to generate interest and support. So, you know, now basically I stepped into Marin County Parks right when they started to create the programs that would use this funding. And it's being used for a lot of exciting stuff. And, you know, 35% is being handed out to the partners that supported Marin County Parks when they were trying to pass this tax measure. And so you're having all 19 cities, towns, and special districts who manage parks throughout the county receiving $1.5 million a year in funding to care for their parks and preserves. You have agricultural preservation receiving $2 million a year, and that goes for things like agricultural easements, the Marin Resource Conservation District, and a variety of other purposes that is focused on making sure that food access is protected. And then you also have a community grant. Marin County Parks is providing $100,000 a year to community partners throughout Marin that help connect Marin's communities to their parks and preserves. And so basically, you know, you think about partnerships, this is really spreading the money widely and making sure that parks and open space throughout Marin are protected in the long run.
And, you know, this is really, these type of measures are really exciting to me because there are funding sources out there for open space protection and trail development. There's a lot less funding, as Kevin pointed out, for operations and maintenance. But even the availability of funding for any kind of acquisition or trail development is, it has been dwindling since some of the state bond measures have sunsetted. And yes, it looks like there could be more funding in that realm in about, you know, 4 years. But this is a great way to really have local control over funding that can really help the communities kind of connect to open space and increase public access. And, you know, locally in Humboldt, there have been several measures that levy a sales tax, a slight increase on sales tax in a couple jurisdictions. You know, the city of Arcata has Measure G, which kind of supports both public safety and some ongoing work in the community forest. And the city of Eureka has Measure O, and the city council decided to continue that. And that, in kind of funds increased public safety. So there's an awareness that, you know, we locally can further support these activities that provide a greater good across the region.
And yeah, I know, you know, Humboldt County loves their parks and trails, and they want more, and for good reason. And Measure A was really passed because Marin County residents wanted to care for what they had. And I feel like, you know, something similar would be successful in Humboldt County.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of great examples in the Bay Area and elsewhere of whether it's an open space district that's supported across, different communities and counties, really, or a measure like Measure A within Marin County, of where really of acknowledging and really seeing that the community values these open space lands and is willing to really contribute even more to them.
Yeah. And this is a great lesson. I think that one of the things we can take away from this and other measures similar to it is that although people just in general, in principle, hate taxes, when they are targeted and specific, where you know where your tax dollars are going, to something that's very positive and having a positive impact on a community, people are willing to pony up.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, one of the major lessons we learned was that it was really important to the community to have community oversight. And so through a special committee just focused on Measure A expenditures, there are 7 members of the public who now oversee expenditures at the end of every year to make sure they comply with the expenditure plan that sort of details how the money is supposed to be spent.
Yeah.
So how are the implementation of some of these community grant programs going? Or are they just getting started?
Great. Actually, on Friday, it's the deadline to submit letters of interest. And so we're seeing a whole flood of sort of ideas flowing in from all of our community partners. And that includes Lift Levantate works with Latino communities throughout Marin, and they hold things like health hubs. And so, you know, they may want to bring health hubs into the parks and create sort of a combined active living, healthy eating aspect to our parks. And I know the Bay Area Discovery Museum is excited to get kids from other communities down there into the Sausalito area. So there are just a lot of different ideas flooding in. We're really excited to review the letters and then move forward and provide funding for the first year.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. And so HCOG has been considering starting to do polling and research for investigating a potential ballot measure, but focused on transportation. And so there definitely can be some opportunities here in Humboldt in the next few years. And one of the factors that has been kind of delaying this is thinking about the economy. And as there started to be a lot more talk about this kind of local funding opportunity, and then kind of 2007 hit, and now we're starting to see, you know, definitely the economy rebounding and perhaps having. There would be more voters would be interested in passing, you know, such a levy.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, we are rapidly running out of time, but we are definitely going to keep our eye on the Supreme Court decision and I guess how the trails community is going to react to that. And Kevin, again, thanks for taking the time to talk with us about Measure A there in Marin and what we can learn from that. Emily, is there anything else we need to touch on before we wrap this?
Well, just that next week it'll be a special Happy Trails talking about, we've been talking about the McKay Community Forest.
Right.
And so the Board of Supervisors will be heading to making their final decision about whether or not to accept this property, and we'll be making that decision in mid-April. And speaking of operations and maintenance and the kind of ongoing burden of, you know, the Humboldt County taking on even more open space and trails to manage and the opportunity for community involvement in helping maintain those spaces, the Humboldt Trails Council and Volunteer Trail Stewards Program is going to be is seeking community support for people to pledge support for the McKay Track Community Forest in the event that the county does accept the property, to show that we have, you know, this number of community members that are willing to pitch in for trail building, maintaining, monitoring of trails, or even just supporting the community forest project in another way. So the Volunteer Trail Stewards is going to be kicking off that campaign this week, and we'll be talking with Dave Hayes, who is heading that up tomorrow or next week on Happy Trails.
Fantastic. And just a reminder to any of you Board of Supervisors members who happen to be listening and are going to be voting on the McKay Track. It's got a lot of community support. We all want it. And we'll be looking at how you vote when we come to the ballot box. So just remember that. All righty. So, again, thank you, Kevin, for talking with us this morning. Emily, thanks for pulling all this together, as always. Fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin.
Great show.
Fantastic. And if you want to share this conversation or listen to it again, you will find it shortly available as a podcast at iTunes and at KHUM.com.
Happy trails to you.